So obviously coming off the federal election and not a whole lot has changed, but what's your response to the results of the election and the election itself?
Well, you're 100%, Lisa. Lindsay, when, you know, the public at large looks at the election and said, hey, look, you know, $660 million, that was spent, but the true cost is probably well over $1 billion within the, across the country. And effectively, nothing has changed. It's status quo. But, you know, fundamentally, something has changed. And if you take a look at within the city of Timmins, there's 4,400 votes for the PPC party, which is troubling when you consider that part of that message was certainly against anti-immigration. And you know, we can't attain our any kind of economic growth that we want to without immigration. So it's very concerning. And if you think back to when my grandfathers were here in the Porcupine, my mother's side of the family, she was English Roman Catholic. They both came from England, and my father's side of the family was Scottish Presbyterian. And when they were dating in the late 30s, the grandfathers fought because, you know, a Roman Catholic wasn't supposed to be going out with the Presbyterian. So that's the status of the state then. And you know, I'm one of seven children. Actually, my mother gave birth to nine kids, and two died. But I take a look at what the kids, our kids. You know, my wife is Ukrainian, Italian Canadian, French Canadian. French, Canadian, Romanian, Finnish. So, you know, where we were raised, where the kids are allowed to go to school and play with each other, and their minds not be polluted by the bias of the parents. You know, the results are strong and stronger. And I think if the kids and lived if they're left left alone in an environment like that, every generation will be stronger. And for those that are talking about anti-immigration or immigration or that has a racist flavor to it, then you have to remember they've already lost that battle. Because, you know, take a look around this city. You've got beautiful young people. They'll fall in love each other. And quite frankly, if they're allowed to do that without the bias of the parents is involved, then, you know, our whole society would be much, much stronger. And quite frankly, I'm a Christian, and if you're a Christian, you believe in that message of love. So anybody that's arguing about the racism right now is, you know, ultimately that battle's already lost. So, you know, our generations will be stronger because of that.
Yeah. Kind of moving off that a little bit, with vaccine certificates, they just came into play earlier this week here in Ontario, and some businesses locally have already been putting on social media, Facebook, that they're not going to be following these orders. What would you have to say to those business owners?
Well, let's take a look at what's happened across Canada. You take a look at Alberta that waited way too long to institute the vaccine passports, if that's what you call them, and now they're evacuating to other parts of the province. Certainly, the Prime Minister started off saying that would never happen, changed his mind. Our Premier, Doug Ford, said that he wasn't in favor of it and came back to that. And this hesitation, if you will, in making that decision is very, very, very appropriate, because any time that you have any kind of consideration or thought of anything that's going to impact on civil liberties, you have to think about this very strong and carefully. And you remember in our wars, of course, conscription was all about that. But you always you come back. The principle of the greater good, and that's where this lands. I mean, yes, there's the conversation about civil liberties, but there's also, of course, the health and safety issue. And that's what this comes back to. And you have to remember, every business and every business owner and operator, ultimately, they're responsible for the safety of their employees and the people that use those facilities. So the labor minister, you know, they have significant laws in place that cause the business owner to think about the cost of failing to ensure a safe workplace in the workplace. So, you know, everybody's got to be thinking about all of the ramifications of decision not to follow those laws that are now in place. And every senior politician has said, look, these will be dropped as soon as they possibly can. So that's where we are right now. It's a serious event. We're all frustrated and we're all weary of COVID-19 and the repercussions in our society for the last 20 years. And when you 20 months, it just feels like 20 years. 20 months. especially when we were talking about this in December and January 2 years ago, this has been a long haul. I think the vast majority of the people in the city want just simply to comply. Let's get on with our lives as best as we possibly can. So the vaccines in combination with the masks are what are going to be required to see us through this. So please, folks, let's work together as we have so well over the last 20 months, and let's get this past us.
Yeah, absolutely. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, please, everybody, have a great weekend and enjoy the fall weather.